Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and it's time for us to get together with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday. And, Chad, good morning to you.
How you doing today, Tim?
Well, pretty good. You know, it's I know, you know, with a Monday night into Tuesday snow event, it's always an interesting way to kind of get the week going. Farther south you go, there's a whole lot more snow, though, in Iowa.
Yeah. I know just in our household, talking to my oldest daughter, she starts classes back at Creighton on Wednesday, and we told her you better head out there on Sunday and get back to Omaha before any of the stuff hits. And then I got the blow-by-blow, I guess, from clients yesterday as I spoke to people down in Missouri and Kansas and southern Iowa, and they kind of updated me on what started out as kind of more, you know, rain and slush and all kinds of fun stuff, and then into snow. And I think several of them have told me this morning already there that they've had over, you know, a foot of snow. And as I kind of got up this morning, noticed that down in Hampton we had, I don't know, what it even, maybe 8 inches or so. And obviously, as you get towards Mason City, that total is less and less. But, you know, fun times. I guess it's Iowa and it's January, and that's what's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of wait a minute and the weather will change. And, boy, you start to see some of those snow totals, though, from this early week snow event. Because I think I saw just out past Omaha out into Nebraska at Lincoln. I think Lincoln had 14 inches. Mm-hmm. You know, and
good for them, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure we got some Cornhusker fans listening, but they deserve everything they get, I think.
You know, it's one thing to need some moisture, but all at once, I don't know.
Well, and that's what a lot of the farmers have kind of been looking forward to. I know this snow doesn't amount to as much moisture as what a nice rain would amount to, but yeah, you know, it's been dry, so it's going to be helpful come spring when this does melt, and we need it at some point. It's just getting it all at one time isn't always fun, is it?
No, it's not. And really, if we can get into spring, I always say that coming out of winter time and just kind of ease into it with a real slow snow melt, so we don't you know, bother the creeks and rivers and streams and things, then it's not such a bad deal. We can take some of that moisture, but hey, you never know. We just kind of wait and see what Mother Nature deals with us, and I know the farmers that you work with, they know that better than all of us.
Yeah, for sure, and it's probably a good thing right now for them to be maybe homebound and in the office and doing some paperwork, right? Yeah, because it's more that time of the year than it is doing anything out in the fields, and there are definitely plenty of deadlines here coming up. That's definitely true.
Well, okay, talk about some of those deadlines. We've been kind of pointing towards some of those things.
I know I've been spending some late nights in the office here getting 1099s and W-2s and all those things wrapped up. One reminder for people, because I think it's new and something that not a lot of people are aware of, is the change in the 1099s. I think we've hinted about it a couple times here, but you know, you can call it a new form, the 1099 NEC, or you can say it's kind of a revival of an old form that hasn't been used in quite a while. But NEC stands for non-employee compensation. So for a lot of our farmers, that's the guys that do custom work for them, maybe some repairs, any of those types of things. Those are due January 31st here, so coming up real quick. What's that? You know, this weekend, Sunday, it looks like, is the 31st. So those are supposed to be out to those individuals and then uploaded to the IRS or sent in. So separating that off from the old 1099 miscellaneous, which kind of was the catch-all form. So that deadline for the 1099 miscellaneous forms, which would be for primarily your rent, it isn't due until the end of March, so you got plenty of time on those. But, you know, the IRS kind of tried to change these forms around a little bit so they could work on some compliance and making sure to catch some of these fraudulent returns that are being submitted. And so that's why that NEC is so important to get done by January 31st, because that'll get double-checked against those individuals claiming self-employment earnings and trying to play with their expenses to get I guess, themselves in a position where they'd get a refund and, you know, file that fraudulent return. And so because of that compliance issue, that has made it a priority for anybody with those forms to get those in, you know, by this January 31st deadline so that the IRS can start cross-checking those immediately. So, you know, you're all right if you haven't got them out to the landlords yet, but for any of those independent contractors, get those in. And then, you know, the big thing, too, with any employees, W-2s are supposed to be out by the end of this month, and also, you know, payroll taxes and everything paid and those filings done as well by Sunday. So those are the primary things that have kept me up late at night anyway.
I bet they have. Yeah. The dates that are, well, it's so necessary and probably seem like that you just went through some of this because of last year, but it you have to have them. You got to have cutoff times and you got to have dates to get started on things.
Yeah, and then I think I said this last week, too, but I'm going to bring it up again just because I continue to get questions on it, is February 12th is the first day that the IRS is going to be accepting tax returns here for 2020. It's a little bit later than normal, but because of all these changes that you just brought up, kind of push that off as the software people there within the government try and get everything, you know, working right and double-checked. And that'll be the time frame then when some of those individuals or listeners here that want to get their taxes in so they can get their refund as soon as possible, it isn't going to help to do it any sooner than that. That's the first time that they'll start processing those and begin sending out refunds to those people that have filed by that date. So a little bit later than normal, but it was something that I think most of us assumed was going to be the case, just given those kind of last-second changes with that last bill being passed and law signed, you know, right after Christmas and before the new year.
Well, you know, I'm one of those guys that did pay attention to the program last week on KGLO with Chad Hansen because that conversation came up at our house, I know. I said, you know, February 12th, just... we just need to mark that date down. That's one we can target for, and no reason to get too anxious before that because Chad says we don't need to.
Yeah, but it does create kind of a crunch there for any of the farmers, you know, that file Schedule F. And, you know, there's several of those, obviously, in our area that still have a due date there of March 1st. So you've only got a little over 2 weeks to kind of get that taken care of and get those filed so you can get your taxes paid on time to avoid any kind of late payment penalty there or anything. And so, you know, there's not like there's incentive to push it off. You better get kind of organized and like take these snow days and do some work and not just waste it away. So definitely all these deadlines will be on us quicker than we know, and you know, it's important to keep plugging away and not to push that stuff off.
You know, when you're talking about doing taxes and so forth for your clients, Chad, I know some of the people that that do the work for you and have done the work for you in the past and so forth. This can be an enjoyable time too for your staff because there's something different every day. Everybody's got a little different twist in what's going on.
Oh, you couldn't be more true by that statement, for sure. And, you know, just this morning I already had some conversations again about this PPP program, and, man, I got to seem like a broken record. People, even some of my friends kind of laugh and joke when I see them PPP, you know, because they know that it's been such a big part of my life here. And even, you know, here in the office with the second round kicking off and just trying to stay up on all the daily changes. You know, it seems like that, you know, with the government, that they're always kind of getting thrown different scenarios and then making changes on the fly. And so, you know, for us, it's been a daily grind just keeping up with those changes and dealing with that program. And I think, you know, for anybody out there listening, if you're in business for yourself and if you haven't heard, you know, those three letters at this point in time, probably something to educate yourself on a little bit, maybe talk to your banker and maybe get involved in that payroll protection plan is what that stands for. And yeah, it seems like probably two-thirds or three-fourths of the phone calls that I still get are involving the PPP in some shape or fashion, either needing some documentation, maybe some W-2s or a Schedule F so that they can complete that process. Or, you know, some people just learning about it and asking some questions because they've had maybe a neighbor or a farm friend or their banker, somebody that's brought it up to them and said, hey, if you haven't done this, maybe it's something that you need to do. And so, yeah, it has definitely consumed a lot of time and something that is a daily occurrence. In fact, probably after we get done with this, I'll be back in the office listening to messages. And again, probably about three-fourths of those are going to be people asking about the PPP program. So that's probably more important right now than taxes, if you want to believe that.
Well, I can. Yeah, you know, it's kind of, well, we talk about it all the time, too, but it's wait a minute and something will change for sure. And but that's why that partnership with you and your clients, whether that's, you know, from an accounting standpoint, a tax standpoint, whatever you've got going with your different clients in different areas of importance for them, it's important. It is to have that partner.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think it'd be so exciting, right? Paperwork and all that junk, and everybody hates dealing with any of that. But, you know, with the prices and you know, if I don't know if you've had anybody bring that up, but, I mean, man, those markets have been up, down in every way. And so that creates a little bit of excitement when it comes to the farmers. Maybe they've got some grain that they're still looking to market, or maybe they're kicking themselves because they sold most everything before this price increase. And, you know, now we start to look ahead, right? I mean, we're done with 2020, and we're into 2021 at this point in time. And, you know, trying to do some projections here as we try and figure out what things are going to look like. And I know that I've already heard some craziness when it comes to rents and any of these land sales that have been coming up seem to have been affected by prices and some of the government payments and all that kind of stuff. And so it's really changed the attitude a little bit, and I think it's going to make it an interesting year when it comes to, you know, obviously agriculture in my mind, but any business. This is going to be crazy to see how we come out of this pandemic, and with the vaccines being distributed and everything, what does that mean as far as timelines? And are we going to see a big bump as people start to feel more comfortable about getting out, going on vacations, going to restaurants, you know, traveling, hotels, all those types of things? And so this year could be a pretty interesting year for all of us. And definitely, you know, our clients are starting to think about some of those things, and we've got to have those conversations as we start to kind of look forward and do some future kind of budgeting and planning.
Yeah, I mean, really, what is normal, you know, as you do look ahead? But honestly, you know, I think in the state of Iowa, we've been pretty good at just, you know, kind of keeping moving forward. You got to look back every now and then, so you got to know where you've been to know where you're going. But, you know, we just keep the ball moving forward and take on the next challenge.
There'll be plenty of those for sure. And, I mean, that's been the interesting part of talking to some people that maybe have gone south here for the winter, or maybe have taken a little bit of a vacation or have to travel for business, just to kind of see what things are like in other states and how they're handling this whole deal. We know, you know, all of us know that every state and city is a little bit different in maybe how their leadership approaches things and stuff. But, you know, kind of that firsthand knowledge and the perception that people get. And, you know, I think is pretty interesting. And to me, those are all indicators or factors in, you know, what things are going to look like going forward and how everybody's been affected by this. And so yeah, I just try and keep my ears open and listen and kind of, I guess, store that information away so that it can be useful at some point in the future.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And for somebody that's interested in listening right now and they want to get started with Corporate Farmer, and I still think, you know, to get ahead of the curve, you know, you're starting a new year, you're still getting things started, and you got a planting season ahead and a whole mm-hmm. crop season ahead of you right now, or even with livestock, what have you. But to get the partnership, you get that going with the Corporate Farmer can be real key right now.
For sure. And I mean, I've got an appointment later today with somebody that's stopping in that did just that, just called in and, you know, had some questions and wants to kind of get, I guess, an opportunity to look at what we do and what we can do for their operation. And those are fun opportunities for me, just to get to know somebody and, you know, share with them, you know, our unique services and approach to things. And, you know, I remember talking to him last week on the phone before we set up the appointment, and he just said, you know, man, I can tell just in a few minutes that you, you know a lot more than some of the other people that I've talked to and have a good grasp of some of these things. And I know that's something that I feel confident with our staff is that, you know, they've been doing this for a long period of time. They've got experience and knowledge and things, but also, you know, for those farmers that are listening, you know, somebody that understands you and what you're doing and is going to work to kind of help you be successful. And I think, like you said, that's a partnership, and it's something that's very important to, you know, your livelihood and your business. And so, like you said, it's just a real simple process. Just give us a call, stop in, and you know, we can kind of get things started and get you on the path to being more organized and successful and you know, hopefully, you know, improve your business for the long term.
I know you're a football guy, so before I let you go today, I got to ask you, who are you going to take next week when they get to the Super Bowl? Have you decided yet?
I mean, Kansas City's offense is really hard to think that is going to get slowed down at this point in time, but I've kind of, I guess, a little bit gotten on that Brady, you know, Tampa type, you know, train here recently. It just seems like they've got so much momentum and really are just all coming together at the right time. Man, I don't know. Right now, I would not put money on it one way or the other, but I think if there's any opportunities, that point spread could get kind of high as all the fans of the Chiefs offense and Mahomes kind of get some momentum behind them, that you might be able to slip in the back door with the old goat and find yourself a winner. So that's probably, if you had to pin me down right now, the way I'd lean. So maybe Tom Brady gets another one. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a Brady fan. Always have been a Brady fan. And I know that's not positive for a lot of people. A lot of people don't follow Tom Brady that way. I always have. You know, there's something about a guy that always winds up in the winning column.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun to follow. And to go to a team that hasn't been there, mm-hmm. and to spin that thing around the way he has, I wouldn't bet against him.
No, but two great coaching staffs. I mean, these guys are going to spend this time definitely preparing for one another, and then just the talent on both sides. It's going to be a fun game, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, even probably some commercials at this point in time, right? Anything that's going to entertain me. I think between my wife and I, we're a little sick of trying to find a show to watch on these nights.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing to do, so, yeah.
I'm with you on that, too. Well, and the fact, too, that each team's got two Iowa Hawkeyes playing.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good thing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for sure.
It will. Chad, great to talk to you this week. Have a great week and a great weekend, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Chad. Chad Anson with us, everybody. He's with Corporate Farmer on AM 1300 KGLO, your hometown news station.